The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, Anthony A. over here big timing us. He got a big time show tonight. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it on Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Leaving your friends in the dust.
I'm excited for my first feature opportunity to be a booked feature comic and my first time to perform in a great city of Houston, Texas.
Hey, oh, the home of Beyonce.
And this is a Friday night performance. It's not
a big deal.
Night.
It's not a Wednesday.
It's not a Wednesday.
It's not a Monday night or a Sunday night.
Come through on Tuesday, you know? No, so it's a big deal. Are you nervous? Because I know there are times that I get nervous. I still get nervous getting on the radio. I know what Automatic's nervous traits are. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you a little, you know, get a little anxiety about tonight?
No, not anxiety or not nervous about tonight. I get more nervous because everything's already in play. Like, people are excited to go to the show.
Yeah.
People bought the tickets. I get nervous when you don't hear no murmurs. Like, nobody talking about it. You're like, I don't know.
Nobody's going to be there.
It might just be me talking to chairs tonight. So that's when I get nervous. And then typically about maybe like 5 minutes before I get on stage, I get a little rush of emotions. I wouldn't say it's nerves. It's just like excitement. When I'm going through that motion, I remind myself of five things. Number one, the audience is in whatever mood you put them in.
Okay.
Number two, talk slow.
All right.
Number three,
what is number three?
Number three is, oh, don't bomb. That's always number three. Number four is have fun. And number five is have fun again, dog. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Automatic's completely different. I think you should
take
that.
Yeah, I just have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you got
to
do it.
Yeah, whenever I'm nervous, I just have to go to the bathroom all the time.
I don't care if he's DJing for the NBA or just a really small, intimate venue. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
And you know what helps with my, because it's just, it's anxiety is what it is.
Okay. Oh, it's anxiety, not IBS?
No. It's not IBS. It's just anxiety. And then what helps, though, is if I go for a run. It's like I have to get rid of all this extra energy that I have. I don't know what it is.
Running behind a nightclub, dude? He's just running wind sprints?
I have done that before.
Talk about the weird thing. But it's so, if you ever see DJ Automatic going for a run, follow him, because that's what a party is. Where he ends up. All right, National Day, Anthony A. Congratulations.
Hey,
break a leg tonight.
Let's do it. All right, let's kick this one off with National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
Oh, my gosh. Pause on that.
That's a lot, bro.
Okay, keep going.
We also have National Umbrella Day. It is also National Flannel Day. So button two at the top and let it flow. That's it.
Oh, man. Flannel. Hey, we're about to be out of flannel season. Rock it today.
Do it.
Rock it all weekend. Some people rock it in the summer. Why not? With sandals and big
you
socks.
Sweat through it, dog. It's all good. All right. Oh, National Home Warranty Day is what we'll wrap it up on right now. So
Home Warranty Day? That's what we're going to end on?
That's what we're going to end on.
I thought you were going to say it was National Homie Day or something.
No.
It's all that flannel talk.
Hold on. Let me give you some mom talk real quick. I didn't know what a home warranty was. I'd heard about it. And then a man we work with, Chris Morris, said, you better get one. It's worth it. It covers everything,
man.
From your water heater to your AC. If you own your home and you don't have a home warranty, you better get one.
My favorite thing about living in an apartment is when stuff breaks, I call the apartment and be like, yo, your stuff's broken.
So basically having a home warranty is the same thing.
Yo, your stuff's broken.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's talk about my girl Melissa in today's Down in the DM breakdown. She got a message on social media from a woman who claims to have met up with her man. This woman says, I didn't know he was with you.
Oh.
And this is how the DM started.
She said my husband hit her up on Instagram and DM and that he took her out for a drink.
Did she say that they did anything after the drinks?
I guess they kissed in the parking lot, but nothing more than that, according to her.
Automatic is playing the part of a restaurant manager, and we've convinced Julio that he's going to get some free food if he just takes a survey. So let's listen in.
For the survey's sake, could you please tell me your guest's age and gender?
She's a female, and I'd say 23 or 24.
Okay, I got
so
that.
You have a wife? Why not with other women?
What?
Julio, my name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. Your wife, Melissa, she just caught you cheating. You lying.
Don't you try to lie like you always do. Rebecca hit me up and told me you took her out and kissed her in the parking lot.
Yo, what are you talking about? She's lying.
No, hold on. The conversation continues. He says this lady, Rebecca, she's a liar. Actually, I was with, who does he say he was with at the restaurant?
He didn't even know you were married,
she's
dude.
She's crazy. She's making this
You said you were out having drinks with a woman. You just said it.
I don't know who you are. I wasn't nowhere. That was my cousin.
Which cousin? Which girl cousin are you out having beers with after having a fight with me?
It was my cousin Andrea. She lives right by
there. You stupid idiot liar. You were out with Andrea. Why would this girl Rebecca hit me up? up if you're out with Andrea.
He hangs up, and I think what he was doing, he was calling Andrea to get her to lie for him.
Because his cousin's going to lie for him.
I don't think that she will she?
You
lying for
family? Yes, of course
she
will.
You're a good cousin. Yeah, you have to, dude.
Oh, so a good cousin is a liar?
What?
A good cousin's going to have your back. Not a liar, necessarily, but you're going
to
have
your back. That is lying, Anthony. You're asking this
okay,
person
then, yeah,
to
who
lie.
Are you? Who are you, my cousin's girlfriend that I don't really care about? Yeah, I'm going to lie to you.
That's his wife.
Oh, well, what happens, dog? Yeah, I'm gonna
Julio
lie to you,
Julio is married to our girl Melissa here, and so Andrea's gonna lie to cover up the cheating that her husband's doing?
Or maybe she just won't answer the phone, and she just won't get involved.
Hey, yo, that's one option for it.
You know what really upsets me? When someone does get me involved in this kind of thing. Hey, tell so-and-so that I was with you. Mm. Oh my gosh, why are you putting me in this situation? Then when they find out the truth, I get blamed for lying on your behalf. And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen to the
Anybody
prima here.
Anybody who would get Dana Cortez involved in their cheating is just a dumb person, period. That's the last person I would tell.
You're just going to end up on the radio.
I'm doing dirt with.
And I'm not lying for you. I'm not going to do it. I just think that if you really care about your family, I don't know.
Do you always have time to sit on this high horse and be like, all right, listen, sit down. This is what you should be doing. This is morally wrong.
Okay, no, you're right, Anthony.
Like,
let me
tell you.
I'm going to lie about certain things, but this... I'm just going to say, don't get me involved. I could lie about, like, automatic. You said off the air, money, right? You've lied before about your whatever the situation
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. But cheating? No.
Okay, well, that's you. But if I don't like the girl, too, if I don't like her,
I'll lie all day.
I'll lie all day. And I've also had homies lie to me.
I might even tell them, you know what? Just dump her now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As the Triple X trial continues, you know, he was unfortunately murdered. Drake is mentioned as a suspect. We have to talk about this now. Daily Dirt Time, the best gossip brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. This story and more, but first, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Emma Roberts celebrating today, Donald Marr, and Chloe Grace Moretz.
All right, so let's start off talking about Jack Harlow, Missy Elliott, and Elton John, which is the weirdest threesome of all time. They're connecting for a Doritos commercial for the big game. You know how they have all the fun commercials. Apparently, Jack Harlow plays the triangle.
What?
So Doritos came up with a Doritos triangle scheme where we get to generate our own QR code for a chance to win $25,000 and I get to eat Doritos? Bring it on.
Let me just say this. Eminem walked so Jack Harlow could play the triangle, okay? Because, I mean, gosh, the street credibility stuff that Eminem went through to this day where Jack Harlow has to, he's playing the triangle, y'all.
Jay-Z has settled his legal issue with Bacardi. So Bacardi, basically, he's got the cognac Duace.
It's Duce.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. Thank you. They tried to undervalue it at $500 million. Jay-Z was like, nah, it's billion, whatever. Anyway, he ended up selling it for $750 million. And he's continuing his partnership with Bacardi.
Okay.
He's very happy. He says, quote, happy to continue working with them. Well, of course you are. You added $750 million to your billions.
Woo. Now tuned into the greatest.
Beyonce's going to get another island out of this for sure. All right, now it's time to get serious. So earlier this week, during the Triple X trial, new surveillance video was released showing him pulling up to the bank, withdrawing $50,000 cash and placing it into a Louis Vuitton bag. Now, four people have been arrested and charged in this murder. But, you know, at one point, Triple X made a video about Drake, and the defense tried to bring it up in the trial, but they had to retract all of that because I guess video shows he's been following him all day long. This was a planned robbery.
I mean, there's video of the man actually attacking Triple X.
It's just horrible.
It had nothing to do with Drake. I think it was a reach from the defense. They're just trying to keep their guys out of jail. But at the same time, to put Drake's name in that and run it through the mud, it was not a good look for Drake.
No, not at all. I'm just glad they caught these guys, and I hope they spend the rest of their lives in jail. Back with more of the show coming up. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What if I told you avocados make you sexy? Hey, I got big food news today. Hottest hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Okay, turn it up. Disney CEO Bob Iger confirms that Toy Story 5 is officially in the works.
Oh. Hey.
Andy. How old is Andy now? Is Andy a grandpa? What's up?
Andy's got kids.
Does, dog.
Something.
I thought you were going to take that the other way about the other Disney announcement this week, dude.
What?
That Bob Iger said they had to lay off like 7,000 employees.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's why they're making these movies, trying to hire them back.
They're like, nothing new, just with the proven work and stuff.
That's it, dude. Throw Woody and Buzz out there. Let them save the day.
Do something. Zootopia and Frozen are also getting sequels.
Oh, they really are doing
that. I'm telling you. Dude, I'm kidding.
They're bringing the heavy hitters out.
Photositos, let's be real. 7,000 people. Those
that's
are
a
real
lot.
People.
That sucks, yeah.
Hopefully they'll find jobs quick. Yes. Let me end on that right there. Now let's talk about food news. Research from the Internal Journal of Reproductive Biomedicine shows that avocados improve sexy time.
What?
The omega-3 fatty acids increase blood flow, which plays a big role in arousal as blood rushes to sexy time organs in both men and women. Also, the vitamin E helps clean out arteries and keep them clear.
Hmm.
What? Now you don't feel so bad when you order the extra guac at Chipotle.
Hello.
You're doing it for your lover. You're doing
it
for them.
I'm in love with the caro.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
That was good, automatic. I'm going to acknowledge that. That was really smooth, dude. T. Genesis.
Right? I literally sing that every time I'm making guacamole.
Every time he sings it in the house, I'm in love with the caro. We need to release that song.
All right, we got National Home Warranty Day.
All right, buy it. It's worth it if you own a home.
All right, there it is. Straight like that. That part. Yeah. All right, it's also National Umbrella Day, so don't open it inside, but keep one in your car to keep you dry.
You superstition about that too?
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
try
weird
to
about
it.
That kind of thing.
I don't think it's going to wreck my day if I do it, but.
I think it's going to wreck my life if I don't.
Oh, man. I don't feel like my umbrella ever leaves my car.
Dude, from the hardcore bikers to the working man to the cholos, we all love them. It's National Flannel Day.
Hey, we'll wrap it up right there. Hey, what's good? I especially love a cholo in the summer with his flannel and his little sandals with the high socks.
Oh,
you're really committed to cholo estique when you're doing that in the summertime. You know what I'm saying?
The origins of the flannel button up top comes from what I heard is when people said that the farmers in the 60s used to wear it and a button up the top to protect the pesticides, but then keep the fleas.
It's a true story. And they're still fighting the industry for rights. You know, they still have to work in those conditions.
Their kids looked at it as a fashion statement, so they wore it from there on out.
Oh.
A little history on the flannel.
All right. And it's also, speaking of history, Black History Month. And I'm excited to share with you that Celia Cruz, the salsa queen, her image will be used on a new U.S. quarter. Now, Cruz left Cuba in 1959 after the Cuban Revolution. She fled to Mexico and then the United States, where she continued her career and became known as the Queen of Salsa, obviously. She's the first Afro-Latina to ever be featured on U.S. currency. Give it up for Celia Cruz!
That's amazing.
It's
you know
a
what?
Big deal.
If they don't make it when you spin the quarter, that make her dance, then they failed.
Oh, DJ Automat, that would be so good. That would be so good.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.